This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains from the PetroServe USA studios heading into Memorial Day weekend. Remember those we've lost defending this country this weekend. Please. Just find a story. It's out there. One to inspire you and one you can share over and over and over again. PetroServe USA, by the way, today serving up, like every day, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Some great specials, too, like the 2-for-12 pizza corner pizzas today, or the giant sunflower seeds for $1.29. Friday means the personal pepperoni pizza with cheese or garlic bread, $5.99. The 4-for-4 deal at all PetroServe USA locations. Single topping, personal, or breakfast pizza. Two fresh-made cookies and a 20-ounce fountain drink. 4-for-4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. And, of course, the locations also have Valley City, Harwood, 12th Avenue North, West Main Avenue, Fargo. Great specials today. Really good stuff. Really good stuff. All right. Senator Kevin Cramer in just a moment. First, Austin in Fargo. I want to remember one of his uncles who served in World War II. Austin, how are you?
Good. Thanks, Scott, for taking my call. How about you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. Tell me about your uncle.
I got two of them, if that's all right.
Sure.
First one, he was Second Lieutenant Dougal McLean. He was a co-pilot of a B-17 in the 8th Army Air Force, 95th Bomb Group, 335th Squadron. He was killed in action January 24th, 1944, when their plane was shot down over Belgium. Three other crew members were killed in action. The other six were POWs.
Wow.
And the other one was Sergeant Edwin Zeman. He was in the U.S. Army, 37th Infantry Division, 129th Infantry Regiment. He died of wounds from a mortar attack on February 15th, 1945, during the Battle for Manila.
Have you known these stories since you were a youngster?
Yes and no. Probably the Second Lieutenant McLean, I learned about him back when I was in high school.
Interesting. Well, you've done your homework, and I'm glad you did, and thanks for honoring them today. That's what Memorial Day weekend's all about.
Yep. Thank you, Scott.
Appreciate the call, Austin. Others welcome, just like that, today on What's On Your Mind. Congressman, no, I think he's a senator now. Senator Kevin Cramer is here with us on What's On Your Mind. Hello, Senator.
Hey, Scott. Well, just remember, senators are congressmen.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
You are, too. Yeah,
senators and representatives are congressmen. So that's the
thing. Right, you have the House and the Senate.
Next time I mess that up, I'll just say that I meant to say that.
Yeah. Yeah, because you wanted to be constitutionally correct, as
I do.
You always are. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Got one in my back pocket. Try to always be constitutionally correct. I have to start this week by asking you something I asked Senator Hoeven about, because a little birdie told me that the president, when he joined you for lunch this week up at the Senate, was rather fired up. I asked Senator Hoeven about what we heard, and I think I know this because you were quoted in a Hill story as saying the president said, you guys got to get tough up here. And I asked Senator Hoeven if given what we're up against, are Republicans in the Senate tough enough? And he said everybody has their own style, sort of was the way he put it, but acknowledged the president's works and it doesn't work for other people. What say you?
So, well, first of all, Senator Hoeven's right. Everyone has their own style, and and by the way, everyone has their own state in the Senate. Every member of the House has their own district, and they are a reflection of that. And so, not everybody can be the same as, say, a Sean Hannity. Not everybody can be the same as, Neil Cabuto or, Joe Scarborough or whoever you might, follow. So that's all accurate. I think the president did make that point. I think the president's point is a good one. And I, by the way, I do agree with it. I think largely as a party, and I've told him this. He and I have had this discussion a couple of times. As a party, as conservatives, and I think it was CNN or Politico that quoted this part of my comments, as a party, we're conservatives, and conservatives are by nature more independent. It's part of what makes us Republicans. So we tend not to be like sheep and follow one leader and be homogenous. That's a Democrat or a liberal tendency. And so sometimes our independence is our greatest strength in terms of philosophy and policy, but sometimes it can be politically a weakness because we don't always all stick together. And that's one of the points that the president makes. The other point that he's making, though, I think was especially for the benefit of some of our leaders, shall we say, some of our chairmen of committees and whatnot, that, you know, if I was a Democrat, or if I was, yeah, if I was a Democrat, or if I was, if there was a Democratic Senate, they'd be doing hearings and subpoenas and subpoenaing people, subpoenaing documents. They would be, you know, having these oversight hearings and witnesses on the stand and going after, and we have this tendency to let the judicial system or the justice system play out before we do that. And I'm adding a little bit to the things he said, but that's what I took from it, is that he wants to see a little more action and he wants to see some more subpoenas, and he's getting them.
Interesting. Fred and Wang, we'll get to you first up here this morning today with Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall at 800-228-0550. Fred, take it away.
Welcome, gentlemen. Well, welcome to Memorial Day weekend. I just really enjoy this. I have a father-in-law and an uncle-in-law that were both at D-Day, and they fought, and they had to give up their rights and their freedom, and then to go over there and fight for us over in Germany. And my father-in-law had to give up a lot of his rights. He got as became a prisoner of war. And Senator Cramer, Senator Hovind did this for me. He was right there when they dedicated that wall out there to prisoners of war out there. His name is on it.
Yes.
Reuben Olson. Isn't that such a great thing? Have you ever seen that?
Such a cool thing. Oh, I have. I remember before it was completely done, I remember the brochures that they were out there on Memorial Day, maybe the year or even a couple of years before it had been built. They were raising money, and I'd made a contribution, Senator Hovind did. I think a lot of people did, obviously. But it was really special the weekend we were out there when they unveiled it or dedicated it. And there was still dirt around the ground and all those things, you know, but it's just spectacular.
But I just wanted to say that thank you for doing that. Anybody who was involved with it, thank you. We really appreciate our family. And that's something I'd like to ask all of you to do, all you representatives and congressmen and senators. I would like you guys to get a picture, a copy of the Bill of Rights, now that we've given away some of our rights for a long time. Yeah. Take them down to Washington. Take them wherever you go and read them off, because we want them all back. We want all of our rights back. What do you think about that, Scott?
Well, I'll let Kevin answer. There is obviously a fair amount of concern that the white coat effect has, you know, taken elected leaders to a position where, you know, they're, to use Fred's language, taking away rights. There's a line there, and obviously some are being challenged. Wisconsin, there was the challenge, and they lost. Jason Lewis just did one in Minnesota against Tim Walz as well. So that's the way to adjudicate him. But is Fred right? We need to take back our rights?
Well, we certainly need to reacquaint ourselves with them. And let's start with the first one.
Yes.
I mean, right? I mean, Congress will make no law. And by the way, not only Congress, but until Congress does pass a law, that means governors, mayors, county commissions, sheriffs, whoever they might be, they shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people, listen to this one carefully now, peaceably to assemble. You know, that means get together, right? Hang out with one another and issue your protest, issue your statement, worship your God. Anyway, so this first one is a big one. You caught me on a good day, Fred. You got me wrapped up and ready. But that's the one. Without that one, all the rest are sort of secondary anyway. I mean, the second one protects the first one. But that First Amendment, which is the first of the Bill of Rights text, of course, is really important. And that's one that's under serious attack right now. When we can't, when more, we can't have more than 10 people at a worship service, or you can't go to an, to the commencement exercise of your child's graduation. I'm sorry, but that is a breach of the Bill of Rights.
We're called here as descendants of these people who fought for our country and gave up their rights for a while. But when they got back, thank God they were still alive. They took them back. And we need to do the same thing.
And the ones that we left over there that are buried in cemeteries all around the world, they made the ultimate sacrifice so we could have these this Bill of Rights and all the other rights to go with them.
Fred, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. You can call locally in West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, 271-1100, 258-0550 in Bismarck, Mandan. Text me, 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054 with your questions or comments for Senator Kevin Cramer here with the Talk Radio Town Hall for the entire hour. More after this. Don't go away.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
What's on Your Mind is brought to you by MyPillow. And right now, if you order Mike Lindell's book, which is a great, great book, it's a life story with a life not yet done. It's just amazing. The things that this guy's lived about nine lives. It's called What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. And if you order it today at MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, They will also send you a $25 gift card from MyPillow, and you can use that to pick up maybe some MyPillow towels. Maybe you want to do that neck pillow. It's the best you'll ever buy. It's an unbelievable neck pillow. The sheets are fantastic. These are the Giza Dream Sheets, duvet covers, Giza cotton pillowcases, and bolster pillows. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott or call them at 800-506-9028. Did you endorse the book, Senator Kramer?
So, Scott, so before I start talking, I think the Senate Ethics would require me to tell you, from this point on, you cannot collect any more advertising revenue from Mike Lindell. Yes, I endorse the book. I brought it with me to Washington on Monday and brought it home with me last night, and I read the whole thing. And I know Mike, as you know, I know Mike really well. He and I have been on the same stage many times together. I've done a lot of things with him. And I've spent hours and hours on the phone with Mike. He's a dear friend. That book is so good. I found myself laughing through the first three-fourths of it so many times because I can hear him telling these stories. but then it gets, you know, as a book always does, it allows you to get drilled down much, much deeper into his issues. And then, of course, if you find yourself crying because it's such a deep pity was in, but then, of course, you can't help but cry and laugh at the same time when you see the redemption that he's experienced, and the glow of the personality is obvious where it comes from. And he's just, it's a great book. And I also have the sheets and the pillows and the neck pillow, and I have everything that practically I think that my pillow makes because it's such great products. So
it is a great product.
You can't collect for that. That's a free endorsement. Yeah.
Oh, so good. Greg and Minot for Senator Kevin Kramer at 800-228-0550. Greg, go ahead.
Hi. Thanks, Senator Kramer, for all your work. I appreciate it. I just got a quick deal here. I guess I'm sure there's nothing that can be done with it yet, but back in 2012, way back, after my dad got out of the service and at the end of World War II, he bought some land up by Lostwood, and of course money was tight back then, and he signed one of those until the end of time wetland easements with the Federal Wildlife Service. And we were going to mine some gravel up there, and of course we got shut down. And I was wondering, has there been any advancement on that, that where they can, so that these leases aren't until the end of time lease? Back then, I think it was $600 he got, and it's been about 50, 60 years ago now. And
well, let me say emphatically that many of those permanent easements, those perpetual easements, were, in my view, government extortion. And your story is one of many with which I'm familiar now. I just think it's very unfortunate. North Dakota has a state law that does not allow easements beyond 50 years. And, of course, that clashes with federal law. And federal law, of course, is primary over state law. And it is, and the easement is, in fact, a contract. There's no denying that. But what's worse to me is the way the Fish and Wildlife Service has enforced those easements. Now, yours is a little different case than most of them that I deal with. Most of them that I deal with are landowners with water, and they want to move the water, or the water is taken over. And so we were able to get some pretty significant changes in rules this over the course of the last year, thanks to the Trump administration and the administration, the Department of Interior. And a really a skip with is the current administrator of the Fish and Wildlife Service, and her and I have talked a lot lately on the phone about some of these things, and she's going to come out to North Dakota this summer when that's allowed, I guess, and we're going to have some gatherings. I want to learn more about your specific situation offline, however, because I'd like to look into the mineral side of it, which is what you're talking about, the aggregate, and see if there's not, I don't know if there's a loophole or not. Unfortunately, like I said, a long time ago, the contract was signed and that obligates people, but I'd sure like to be able to at least check into it and see if there's anything we can do.
I appreciate it. I'll have to dig up the contract again. I'm not sure where I got it now after they shut us down the last time. And I guess that's part of what was so irritating when I was trying to work with them before, that I pretty much got poo-pooed from them that it was.
Oh yeah, no, they're terrible.
You're bothering us.
Yeah, as bureaucrats go, Fish and Wildlife Services has among the worst. Part of it is that they have different jobs to do, and you have a wildlife refuge warden who's also supposed to be the biologist to work with farmers, and they have maps, you know, that obviously were hand drawn with very little detail way back when. And most of them, like I said, are water easements. Your situation, I don't know that, you know, we have to look into it. All I can tell you is that, as Dick Armey used to say, if you're in partnership with the federal government, you're the minority partner. So we'll look into it and see what we can do for you. If we just get your information, we'll call you back. Okay.
Hang on, if you would, Greg, okay. And we will have Daniel take your information and forward that on to Senator Kramer's office. So Greg, just hang tight, and Daniel, if you take that, forward that on to us, we'll get that to Senator Kramer. Just saw a news story at a Star Tribune. I want to ask you about here. Minneapolis Mayor Fry orders people to wear masks inside stores and schools. So going back to a call earlier on rights. What do you make of this? A mayor saying you will wear a mask inside a store, you will wear a mask inside a school. Should people be, I mean, is that giving up a right, being forced to wear a mask?
Well, I'm not sure that a mayor has that authority. But maybe they do, but I'm not sure they do. Now, if the store chain, the store owner, whether you're a Walmart or whether you're a local bookstore, if the store owner wants to require that, then he or she can do that, and then the patron can determine whether he or she wants to. And if not, then you don't go in. That I understand. With regard to a political leader, political subdivision mayor, governor, whoever, I'm not convinced they have that authority, Scott, to be honest with you. Even under an emergency circumstance. Just remember something. Here's what bothers me so much. We have willingly given up a lot of rights. I mean, a lot of smart, reasonable people I know have been willing to, acquiesce to this power from their government officials. People that would never have done it under other circumstances. Because why? They're afraid. And certain voices have been louder than other voices. And our fear has driven us to this point of subservient and, servanthood as citizens, and that really bothers me when I see that, Scott. And the other thing is, the way I like to describe it is, we have somehow been willing to, or at least are being asked, to trade living for surviving. And surviving isn't just, living isn't just surviving. Living is living with a purpose, and I'm not sure we're living like that.
Short timeout. More with Senator Kevin Kramer. McKenzie and Watford, you're next to go for the senators. A bunch of texts as well. 800-228-0550. Text us to 701-367-2054 on What's on Your Mind. More after the short timeout. Don't go away.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Did you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project and now you think it's too late? Hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The FBI continues to look into what they say was a case of terrorism, a shooting at the gate to the Naval Air Station Corpus Christi yesterday morning. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper saying this morning,
"We do know the basics of what happened with this person trying to enter the gate. It was stopped by a young sailor. She's doing well, but the FBI is working through the details at present, and we hope to know more in the coming days as to what this person was motivated by."
The gunman was shot and killed at the gate, but a second suspect is now being sought.
out. American flags are being lowered to honor coronavirus victims. The president saying he's ordered them to be flown at half staff on federal buildings and at national monuments for the next 3 days. He also plans to keep the nation open, he says, if a second wave of coronavirus hits. He says they would put out the fires but wouldn't close the country. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Back on What's on Your Mind. Somebody wants to know what's for lunch today in Valley City. Fan of Petroserve USA, I'm sure, one of our fine sponsors here on the program. The Valley Meats burgers are unbelievable there. The lunch special today is pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine. If you're traveling 94, exit 292, stop right there. Harwood, two sloppy joes and chips today in Harwood. That's a special. Remember, all these specials come with two sides and a bun. Meatball sub at the 12th Avenue Fargo location, right by UPS there off of 94. And West Main Avenue, West Fargo, the pulled pork sandwich. So there you go. PetroServeUSA.com for more info on all the good deals you'll find today, like Mountain Dew. Buy two, get one free right now at PetroServeUSA, helping America fuel better. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall. McKinsey in Watford, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Watford City.
Hi. Thank you, Mr. Senator, for all of your service in North Dakota. And I just want to thank you for standing up for life. My children have a question for you, actually.
Oh, boy.
Hi, Mr. Senator. Why do you support Dan Johnson?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? I think McKenzie sort of hinted at why one reason I support Dan Johnson, and that's because I also support life. But let me back up a little bit. That was cute. Gosh, that's precious. I've met these children, at least some of them at a parade, but I've known Dan and Wendy Johnston a long time, and I know them. When I say I know them, I know their hearts. And Dan Johnston and Wendy and their family walked in many parades with me throughout my career, especially in this race for the United States Senate. They drove all over the state to appear in parades with me and to support me in many other ways. In fact, Dan took me door to door in Valley City during the Senate race in downtown Valley City. And so they're really important to me from that standpoint. Secondly, I do know their hearts. I do know that they're strong, pro-life, pro-family values people, conservatives. And by the way, interestingly, Dan was an early supporter of Donald Trump's when no one else thought it was a good idea. In fact, he and I and just a few others had the courage to endorse Donald Trump by name early, long before he had won the nomination. And he took a lot of heat for it, too, by the way. And so I know he's a strong Trump supporter and was before it was cool, before it was easy, right? And interestingly, it wasn't really Scotty till just the last couple of days. I mean, I received this flyer. I don't know his opponent. I don't know anything about him, really, other than he is in the state legislature, and he's grandson of former leader Earl Swindon. But when I got this flyer in the mail, it's supporting Dan's opponent. I saw this picture of him in blue jeans and a sweatshirt standing between grain bins with a very poorly photoshopped photo of Donald Trump in a blue suit and a red tie. And I couldn't tell if it was like a gag or was it a flat Stanley cutout or all I know is it wasn't very well done. And it made an implication that I found quite offensive, frankly. As somebody who knows Donald Trump personally, who chaired his campaign in North Dakota, endorsed him early, I found it really, you know, in poor taste and it lacked integrity, quite honestly. But then yesterday I saw the scorecard from the Family Alliance, North Dakota Family Policy Alliance. And when I saw that, not surprised that Dan Johnson had a 100% voting record. I mean, on every issue, life. How about religious liberty? Going back to Fred from Wing at the very beginning and a Bill of Rights, religious liberty. He was right on all of them, and his opponent was wrong on every single one. And I thought, oh, my gosh. Even religious liberty, Scott. I mean, religious liberty is, like I said, it is number one in the amendments to the Constitution of the United States. So, I made an easy decision early on to support Dan, and the more I learned, the smarter I look. But the reality is that I think Dan Johnson will be a great Republican candidate and a great treasurer.
All right, kids, you get your answer there?
That was more than they asked for.
who are you guys going to vote for?
Yeah.
Who are you guys going to vote for? Dan Johnson.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Well, now that we're voting by mail, they may be good.
Yeah, there you go, McGee. No kidding.
People have been sent spare ballots, so sure, whatever.
By the way, we have Chris Larson from our team checking with the Secretary of State what happens, because we've had now today alone two people that have told us stories about people that have died that have received ballots. I'm sorry, not ballots, application forms. Application forms. So I'm curious, you know, what list they're losing there, but we'll find out. There are also multiple ballots to the same person.
Maybe it's the same people that are doing those direct mail pieces with Donald Trump in the picture.
Yeah, it might be. Texter says, on this note, getting pretty sick of Burgum's political ads for his handpicked candidates. Most people I talk to say they will vote against them because it isn't good to have reps, senators, and elected officials too cozy with the governor and beholden to him. The constant ads and mailers are really turning the public off. Now, you and I talked about this last week. And I do think people need to step back from this a little bit and realize Republicans who disagree with other Republicans is how we have Donald Trump as president, how we have Kevin Cramer as senator, and Doug Burgum as governor. I mean, there's nothing wrong with Republicans campaigning against other Republicans and allowing people to decide in a primary, is there?
I don't think so. I think you don't leave your political activism at the door. And one of my mottos is I didn't seek a position of influence to be neutral. Having activism within the party, I think, is very helpful. And when Democrats are so weak, and that's part of the problem we have, Scott, is there's no Democratic Party left in North Dakota. So all we have left is arguing with ourselves. But that said, Republican on Republican, especially among elected people, when you're talking about incumbents and whatnot, I mean, that is a different level of it. And I applaud the governor for wanting to do it. I admire his activism, his courage. He feels strongly about his agenda, but he knows the risks of that, and people aren't just going to roll over. Now, the other challenge is, and there was a wonderful piece that James McPherson from the Associated Press did in he's here in North Dakota, and it was a story on the separation of powers, and he interviewed academics and political activists at all levels, and including national, and it is unusual for a governor to go after sitting members of the legislature from his own party, but it's not like I don't find it morally objectionable. But it does challenge the separation of powers culture a little bit. I don't think it challenges the Constitution, but it certainly challenges that. But Doug knows what he's doing. He's a big guy, and he's smart, and he wants people that agree with his agenda. So
I would also say this, as someone that's watched the legislature very closely, there are, I would say, probably more Republicans that differ with the governor on different parts of his agenda than agree with him. So, I don't think this is about, hey, I want to get a bunch of people that only agree with me. I think it says, hey, I want to get a few people that will listen, because there's been a little like, oh, well, you ran Microsoft, big deal. You didn't mean we're going to come here and listen to you, I mean, there's plenty of tension between the executive branch and the legislative branch, if anybody's worried about, just kind of having the... a good old robust debate, which we should have in the open, in the public. Absolutely. Robert, who is heading out to the farm, you lucky guy, Robert. What's your question for Senator Kramer?
Senator, hi, my name's Robert Olson. I have two old easements, wildlife easements, and they're redrawing the maps right now, and I challenged them. And the local Devil's Lake denied it. It went on to Denver. They lost the paperwork. And I talked to them today, and the director of the Denver office went ahead and filed it, and they had a 45-day time window, and they're well into the 50th day. Can you help me with this?
Yep, I absolutely can, Robert. Don't hang up. Let us get your contact information. I have talked to none other than the Secretary of the Interior about this, Dave Bernhardt, personally, as well as Aurelia Skipworth, as I talked about earlier, because, of course, what's happened in addition to your situation, which is one more, you know, about the incompetence of the bureaucracy, is that the 45 days that you're talking about is problematic because there are a lot of people out in the field not working. And so you haven't probably been able to actually protest your maps. And just so everyone knows, this is a whole new thing that we were able to get done with more modern maps and then sending them out to all the landowners and then giving them 45 days to challenge the maps and then another 30 after that, depending on the outcome of the challenge, another 30 days for appeals. And so I said, look, I want an extension of this because these guys aren't able to get what they need from your service because many of them aren't working because of this coronavirus thing. And they assured me many times that people will not be punished by the 45-day clock because of this, that we will give them longer than 45 days. Now, they don't want to do a blanket extension because they want people to be inspired to work, not work, and so including their own people. So, yes, we will work with you on it, and I want to get your information, and we'll follow
up. Robert, don't hang up. Daniel will pick up and get your number and email address, and we'll forward that on to Senator Kramer's office. Thanks so much. Argusville, we go, and Levi, you're next for Senator Kevin Kramer.
Hey, Senator.
Hi, Levi.
Hope you're doing well.
I hope you are.
I am doing pretty well. Say, yesterday I was out on a NRCS wetland determination site in South Dakota, but one of the attorneys on the farm was from a law firm that I use, and he was telling me that Matt Springer in Devil's Lake told him that they're going to be shortening that window to do your appeal from 40 to 25 days, and I didn't push back on him, and I haven't talked to anybody else, but since you're the person that's been leading the charge at the Interior, I figured, A, I'd either give you that information, or B, maybe you could just say that's false and put my brain to ease. And secondly, I just wanted to comment on a tweet you had about OMB and a director and reference some of the things that the A groups put out earlier, but I can get to that in a second.
I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm not speaking on behalf of the Department of the Interior because I'm a separate branch of the government, but I do have oversight over them. And as you know, Levi, I chair the Waters and Fish and Wildlife Waters Subcommittee, Fishery Subcommittee of Environment and Public Works. And as soon as this is over, I'm going to take the recording, Scotty, of your call and Robert's call, and I'm going to send it, I'm going to text it to the Secretary of the Interior because we keep bringing these stories to them. They keep, you know, telling us that their bureaucrats are telling them it's not true, and I will pummel them until every one of them is satisfied.
We'll answer the rest of your question here, Levi, when we come back. Don't go away. 16 before the top of the hour. Final segment with Senator Kevin Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Kai in Watford City, Nate in Fargo, 1 and 2 on the phones, and lots of texts. So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From hot spring spas and pool tables, too. In Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk, Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire. There's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today, 701-235-0119, 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Plenty of options to choose from if you're in the market for a pre-owned vehicle. Large selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every budget, even if yours is not paid off. If you have a trade, they might be able to lower your monthly payment or just buy your car, take it off your hands, take advantage, and receive some of the lowest used car rates in years. Make no payments for 90 days. Whatever your budget, they are here to help. If you don't feel comfortable stopping in, shop online at SchwannBuickGMC.com or give them a call. They're now offering statewide delivery. Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime.
Chris Leishen from our news shop did get an answer from Al Jager, Secretary of State, related to the question that came up on people receiving ballots for individuals who have passed away and the multiple ballot. Again, these are not ballots. These are requests for ballots, okay? So the request for the ballot and the two things that we know of have happened because we've heard about them from listeners. One, somebody has received a ballot from someone that's no longer alive, and the other is multiple ballots for the same person. Here's his answer. Yes, that has happened. In those situations, we encourage the recipient to inform our office so the name can be removed. Okay. I don't know if it gives us a lot of comfort, but at least we know how to fix it, right? All right, Senator Kevin Cramer is here, and so I guess Levi had a question on a particular.
So he was asking about a tweet that I did relating to Russell Boat, who is the acting director of the Office of Management and Budget, and he was of course talking about USDA and NRCS maps, and Russell's up for permanent OMB director. I do support him, and I had a long visit with him the other day about the USDA mapping issue, because you might recall last fall the president issued an executive order. It's called Promoting the Rule of Law Through Transparency or something like that, and it dealt with civil administrative enforcement and adjudication. You know, it's a part of the law that deals with agencies and agency power. Anyway, a couple of the issues related to this mapping, and we worked with every North Dakota ag group to make sure they provided comments on the rulemaking. Mr. Vogt acknowledged that he knew a lot about it. He knew a lot about the North Dakota farmers and farm groups that filed comments. We talked specifically about the USDA maps between 1985 to 90, and that they need to be accepted as certified. For some reason, there were these weird and, you know, anomalies. So just like U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service easement, USDA mapping similarly been screwed up for years, and the bureaucracy seems to always win because they have the guns and the badges. And so, as you know, Scotty, again, this has been a passion of mine, is to restore farmers' private property rights and get a bureaucracy, including USDA, that's more responsive.
Thanks for the call, Levi. I appreciate it. Monty calling from where, Kev?
Not sure. Monty is a veteran shout-out, though, Memorial Day show.
All right, we love those. Send in the Memorial Day weekend. Monty, go ahead.
Yes, I have two veterans remember. One was my uncle, Melvin Olson. The other one was my dad, Carol Olson. They both served in World War II. My dad had his throat cut even during his time in action.
Wow.
Wow, that's right. Yeah. Glad you called, Monty.
Thank you.
You bet. We'll include them in our prayers this Memorial Day weekend. Remembering those that were fallen. Thanks so much for that. Appreciate it. Kai, back out to Watford City for Senator Cramer. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I think this is most important at this time. The question I've had for years is that I'd like to see the senator, if he would like to spearhead a nationwide measure or ballot to make overtime non-taxable.
Interesting. I'd not thought about that. So what would be the rationale? Just to allow people to keep more of their own money, or do you have more of a philosophical issue related to it?
Well, looking at it from an economic standpoint, it would be a win-win for the employer, and it would be a win-win for the employee, because when I'm working 120-plus hours a week or on a pay period, that's a lot of hours. And then I see all the extra hours, there's more taxes taken out. So
it's a perverse incentive, like we often talk about.
The employee would keep more money, but also from an employer standpoint, if they've got, let's say, 10 people working for them, the individuals are willing to work overtime instead of having 10 people to make the production quotas. Maybe they would deal with 7 people. That's a win for the employer, because now they don't have to pay unemployment insurance. They don't have to pay.
Well, and if we remove payroll taxes from that as well, that would even be better, because then you don't have the Social Security side. You don't, both the employer and the employee share the benefit equally, and there's already a mechanism in place for it. It's a much better incentive and a much better stimulus than coming up with a new program at the SBA or the USDA or any number of other federal agencies.
Thank you, Kai. I appreciate that.
Let me look into that. That's an interesting idea, Kai. Thank you.
Texter says, Scott, thank the senator for all his hard work for us and for all the radio town halls. It's greatly appreciated. Also, the next time he speaks with the president, please suggest to him When the pathetic press asked why he isn't wearing a mask, he should pull out a rubber Obama Halloween mask and put it on.
Show how compliant the
overarching
government can be. Yeah.
I'm sorry, we're out of time, folks. We got to go. I'll get one more quick text in. George in Fargo says there's nothing perverse about that incentive. So just so you know. Anyway, that's it, folks. We got to go. God bless you one and all. Thanks for listening.
Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.